Zohar.
Good morning, everyone. All of you turns. I'm going to do stuff on the ladder. Rapture Borim Zeh is Gal Gamal. Borim Zeh is about 15 lines down. Fat Yot and the line is Ukhei Hu. Borim Zeh is Gal Gamal. What's the name if it was Ms. Galgo? Let's see what that means exactly. Ms. Galgo Mal. So, said it
like I'm not finding it. Sorry, boy, Rob Zayra. 15 miles down. You're chasing with Aleph.
Half on the Aleph. 20.
Sorry?
Half.
Oh, half. Oh, okay. So, I'm going to see your tiff. Okay, good. Good, good.
Yeah. So, yeah, you see it now, 15 lines down, half of Amud Aleph, Boyim Zerim, Mizgal Gomal. Beginning of the word is Mizgal, beginning of the line is now Mizgal.
Thank you.
But now, here you go. What's the case? You're going to Kaima Omil, Bishutze Yochid. There's a sheaf of straw in a Shutze Yochid. We call Mizgal Gomal. The Osi Mishusayochi Mishusayochi. And it is Mizgalgal, we haven't translated that word for a good reason. And it was coming from Mishusayochi to Mishusayabim. My, what's the din? What does that mean? Says Rashi. Rashi, second line on the top of the page. Kugoi, the Kai Ma'omir Mishusayochi. And says Rashi, your behema b'shusarabim. The behema is in the shusarabim. O megalgeles v'osi. What does megalgeles mean, David? It makes it roll. It makes it roll. It is making, the animal is making the thing roll from the shusarabim to the shusarabim. My, what's it in? Bosa achila zlino, do you go based on when it actually ate it? And if it ate it, it ate in Rosh Hashanah, so be the Torah. Oi, also the shoklot le ozlino. Or we base ourselves based on what it took it, where it took it from. And where did it take it from? Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, and if so be chayemes. Says Rashi, what in other way, Rashi? What in Ami, so to the opposite. I behema Rosh Hashanah. The Vayim is in Rosh Hashanah, Va'omi Rosh Hashanah, V'Gilgal Toy, and the animal made it roll from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So, Ibas Achila Ozlinon Chayevis. There we go, called the base when it ate it. So, Ate Rosh Hashanah, it's a Bichayev. Ibas the Shokhane Ozlinon, the Torah will be part of it. That's the shayla of the Gemara. According to Rashi, the shayla is where it took it from. Do you go, Basa? Where it took it from or where it ate it?
Rashi's been known as very first usually. Why does he have to go repeat the exact same case in the office?
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't say either way. Yeah.
Really, done. I'm just saying. Mashma, yeah. I was just wondering. Who's...
No. Toshima. So what's the answer of the Gemara? So we've got a shayla. You go according to Basa, Achilo Basa Lekicho.
Do we have this question with Tzoros? Same question.
Well, what do you mean by Tzoros? We had the shayla, we kicked it up, and it landed in another shus. Yeah.
And what did we say there?
So there was Machlikis. No, but it's a different story. It's a different thing. Hey, there the Maitse Mazik. Maitse Mazik was in Shus Yopi. Here, the mice had is eat, and that was totally in. Let's say he took it from Shusiyop and Shusarab. The mice had is in Shusarab, totally. And he took it from them, but it's a new shayla, completely different shayla. Do you go Basa Lekicha or Basa Achil? So that's a shayla in the Gemara. Toshema, the Tony, you have here, had a shayla Bryce. Masui miksosa bifnim or miksosa bechutz. You have a load partially inside, partially outside. Ochla bifnim chayevet. If you eat inside, you're chayim. Ocher b'chutz, p'turo. Any chiddush in this line? If you eat inside, you're going to be chayim. Eat outside your bottom. Isn't that possible in the Torah? Yeah, so why does Rabbi need to tell it to us? Oh, Elamai must become to say something deeper than what's just written. So my love, don't you think, Mizgalgal Vasi, it means, Achra Bifnim means it took, it ate out, ate even things that were inside. And that's why you're going to be bottom, because you ate outside. And Achra Bifnim means you ate even things that were outside. So isn't that what it means? So Achra Bifnim, so Achra Bifnim means you ate inside even things that were outside. You ate inside your chayiv, even though what he ate was something which was originally outside. And Achra Bachutz, the bottom, means you ate outside even things that were originally inside. So you see, you don't go basa lekicha, you go basa achila. And that must be the chiddush. Yeah, you see, I see how we got there. Otherwise, what's the chiddush of Rebbe Chiya b'chla? Chiya doesn't need to tell us the obvious. The pasuk says, "Rebbe is the achir." Must be somebody else's field. Otherwise, you wouldn't be chayiv. So, what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, "No, that's not the chiddush." Amen. Ochlo al mashe b'fnim chayeves. Ve'al mashe b'chutz. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you don't go basa nekicha. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you go basa. The chiddush is, sorry, you go basa nekicha. That's the chiddush. The ochra that you that yeah. Originally we thought that your chayim, if you eat inside, even on the stuff that was outside. So you see, you go basa achila. Now we say no. We meant to say your chayev for what's it say? Your chayev. May I also please? My name is Gadol. See, look, Ema. Ochra al mashu b'tnim chayeves. Your chayev for what was inside, even though you're eating it outside. So you see, you go basa lekiche, right?
That which is currently, or that
was originally, yeah, that was before you started eating, yeah, right. That's one text. So there is a chiddush in this passage. Again, a kid told us a chiddush. So you go according to Basa Lekicha. You know what Amchia was talking about? The psila das pasto. And what's the chiddush of that? We have to see in Rashi. Just in the sikkim before we get to Rashi, then we have to see Tosis. A chiddush of the sikkim what we had. We have a shayla in the Gemara. Do you go basa lekicha or do you go basa achila? That's how Rashi's Nazbit. You go basa lekicha or do you go basa achila? And we brought a bechir. The reason we thought you go basa achila, and then we said no. He said maybe saying you go basa lekicha. And then we said, actually, he's not talking about anything of the sort. He's talking about a spasta. And what's a spasta? We'll have to see in a minute. So let's see Rashi. Rashi. Masri. Kusol Kudaito. Here was being a masuk. So Gadaitok, we thought it was Antachas, a satchel, Milena Sorim, full of barley, but Ochla Bifnim, and he ate it inside, entirely inside, Chayavis, Yochai. My love, don't you think it means we're going to a Kosi Kulu? He ate the entire contents of the satchel. But Ochla Gon, Ochla Bifnim, we rolled it all inside. Chayeves, your chadanos chayev. Gilgal also in the chutz p'torah. But if you rolled it all outside, that outside is p'torah. Al mabasa achilah zinon yisigur kun tachileh. which Gemara said, "Aim, no, Ochro al Masha b'chutz p'turo al Masha hoyo." Right, Rabbi Yaakov past tense. Al Masha hoyo, I'm gonna mitzchila b'chutz, something which was originally outside p'turo. But I'm gonna mitzchila b'fnim chayemes. That one was originally inside your chayev. Also, the shokra lo is linon, because you go according to where he took it from, beni b'fnim, beni b'chutz. Whether inside or outside doesn't make a difference. That's the first step. Huh?
Well, that makes sense. I was trying to understand the other way. What? Why do you think that...
That makes sense to you?
Yeah, the other way doesn't make sense.
But I personally find the other way much easier to
understand.
No, I'll tell you why. Because if the reason why you bought it, I don't want to give too much ear in the Chazor, but if the reason why you bought it in Shazram is that the Rish said because the person left his stuff there, and that's his own problem, therefore the animal's got a right to walk down the Shazram, so why if this animal takes from Rish Shazayokit and eats in Rish Shazram, should he be bought?
That's what I'm agreeing. I'm saying you should go back where he takes it from.
That he should be...
Based on where he takes it from.
If you took it from the Shazram.
You took it from
Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah. That one I understand easily.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Explain it to us.
Standing inside, and there's produce outside. Only the produce that's outside, which is you left it half carried away. Inside.
Oh, so you're also saying understand the chocolate. You understand the side.
The first part.
The first part of the shopper.
No, that where you eat it.
Where you ate it? No. It's in other words. You're saying that you understand if an animal standing inside and it eats produce that was outside, you understand why it should be part of.
Right, exactly.
Because well, that's going according to where it took you from, not where you ate it.
Right. And the other way, let's say.
The other way is a bit harder.
No, I'm saying that.
At least it doesn't fit in. Since the other way doesn't fit in so well with the rib. The other side was saying, the other way was saying that you go boss achila. If it's eating in Rishutza Rabim, even if it took it from Rishutza Yochid, you're going to be part of it. It's harder come to the Rif. It's easier come to the Pasa. The Pasa is the Rif, it's the Ache. It all depends where you eat it. Eat it. Does it come to the Rif? It doesn't.
No, but
this rush is harder.
He stole it in the other case.
Huh?
He went to private property, he stole food. Okay, so who cares where he ate it? I mean, in other words, at the moment he stole it, it should be
a chai for your animal stealing. So Pasuk says your chayv for you stealing, not your animal stealing. If your animal steals something and buries it somewhere, you're not chayv for it. Only for eating. So there you go. So that's okay, the animal stole it. Now it's in Shisraim. It's still it comes to the rift, it's much harder. Yeah. So could be the rift doesn't know like Rashi understands. So that's the first one. First two ways of learning Reb Chiya. Third way of learning Reb Chiya, everybody saying that. The oilam kedushanim alkulu. If you add inside, you're chai for everything. If you go according to the eating, achlosa b'chutz p'tur alkulu. Loitiv shoyt. Don't solve from here our shaila and say the Gilgal is milsi. That the Gilgal does anything. Remember, those three words are very hard. The chiyam avchir. Now what Priya said is then is Bepsila the Aspasla. What is Bepsila Aspasla? Masoy shall shachas, a load of straw at the bottom part of the grain. Shalom Arukin, they are the long, right? The long strands. Vereshi echod bifnim, vereshi echod bachutz. Partially is the inside, partially is the outside. The kivan, the high ratio, kigorelid. Since one end, when you start putting it, ozel idach basri, the other end, mameda follows suit. Kaman the monach kuloi bechad duchto. Then it's considered if it's all in one place. Dog. Considered if it's all in one place. Hilkach ozlin on basa beimah, therefore we go from the beimah. It means in a case when it's one long thing and the animal starting to eat it in Rishus HaRabim. So of course the part of Rishus HaRabim follows on with it. So then you go Basa Achila. The animal's eating Rishus HaRabim. So you go Basa Achila. But could be that if it was different grains, the animal had to take it from Rishutza Yochi to bring it in Rishutza Rabim, maybe there you would go Basa Nikir. Right? Ki can be by along, you're going Sa'i. Grains of barley, the kule garin, the entire seed, koi befrim, is inside, oi bechutz. Vichy och lahai, when he eats one part, loi os lahai basri, the other part doesn't follow suit. Iloi me galgule, had he not done the gilgul. That's how shayna, do you go basa gilgul, do you go basa achile. It's poshet, says Rashi, if you're eating a long strand and you and the animal is in Rishis Rabim, and it eats the part that's in Rishis Rabim, and the part that Rishis Rabim goes with it, then it's poshut. Then you're going to be, if you're in Rishis Rabim, you're going to be chayv for the entire thing. If you're in Rishis Rabim, you're going to be chayv, you're part of the entire thing.
Rolf, can you explain the seeds bit? I don't understand how the seeds, what the nafka min is of seeds.
The thing about Gemara was where the animal had to take, had to be megalgal, had to take a seed that's in Rishis Yochid and bring it to Rishis Rabim. Do you say, whether it's in Rishis Rabim, your potter, do you say, no, it actually took it from Rishis Yochid, and that's why you're going to be a chayv? Says Rashi, that's only where the seeds, where there was an act of taking it, and then an act of eating it. So then we've got a shayla, do you go on to the eating or the taking? Then Al-Gamar was talking, with Priya was talking about an aspasta. Aspasta is a long grain, a long leaf, like a leek, long piece of shachas, where there, when the animal's eating one part, it's not considered he's taking the other part. It's just memele, it comes together with it. So there you go, according to where he eats it. If he's eating, where he stands, where he's eating. If he's eating in the shesuram, you're going to be potter. If he's eating in the shesuyokid, you're going to be chay for the entire thing. Right.
This is by the same ones. Is it rejected before or just this alternative?
It's rejecting the pshat, we said on Abkhiyah. Abkhiyah said that a statement which he thought was either raya for one way or the other way. Now we're saying it's not raya for either of the ways. Because here was possible that it ate something that was lying in Rishis Rabim, in Rishis Rabim. So of course you're going to be potter.
It's in this terms of function words of the Gemara. If it's rejecting the previous understanding of the statement, there's stronger language than by saying, look, this is an alternative. If you want to say this, or if you want to say that.
No, that's what that is. It's not a rejection means you're saying this is a possibility. I'm saying this is a possibility.
That's
yeah.
Not.
Yeah. So yeah. In actual fact, I'll be a locker when it says by saying you normally follow the by saying. Then if it pays out of it, normally they follow the by saying. It does seem to pay out. You see the little hay by the psila. That's how we pass it.
The produce that being well said into the Shusriyati. In the last case.
The produce is being brought in the
Shaspasta.
It's pasta.
Or in the case of the Galilee. And the produce that being dragged from the Shusriyati into the Shusriyati. And it's eaten with the Shusriyati. Is that produce in order for it to be chayev on it? It's not to be chayev on it.
You're about to keep it, yeah?
Does it have to be that it belongs to the owner of that field? Even the third party's produce.
It wasn't a Shizrami, you took it to Shizrami.
And it was brought into Shizrami. Right. Are we under the assumption that the produce originally belongs to that field owner?
Mm-hmm.
The field where it is, the Steachim, has to be the owner of that produce that we're talking about. Meaning if it was a third party produce and it was in Shizrami, it could be dragged into Shizrami. It would still be.
But the Ake is the owner. Right. Sila, one more Rashi, Sila, Hashem, the Oro, Kukhoi, Sila. Okay, so according to this matter of Rashi, of, that's where we've learned with Mara so far. We had the Shaylin, you go Basa the Kirchhoi, you go Basa Achila, meaning, do you say that since the animal took it from Rishus Rabim, it's going to be Potter? Or do you say, no, since the animal ate in Rishus Yor, it's going to be Chai? And the other way around as well. If the animal took it from Rishus Rabim, the Etzer Rishus Rabim, took it from Rishus Yoch, the Etzer Rishus Rabim. Do you say, since the animal took it from Rishus Yoch, you're going to be chayiv? Or do you say, no, since the animal Etzer Rishus Rabim, you're going to be potter? And we thought we had a rabbi from Mishir one way. We said, no, you could not get the exact opposite. And then we said, there's actually no rabbi Bechlav from Mishir. because the Bechira could be speaking about aspasta, and now he's eating in Rishus HaRabim, and he took it from Rishus HaRabim. And the fact that the stuff followed on from Rishus HaYochid is irrelevant, because the Achila and the Lekicha was in Rishus HaRabim. Everyone then forgets, if he was eating in Rishus HaYochid, then he's going to be Chayiv. Irrelevant that partially was in Rishus HaRabim, because the Achila and the Lekicha are all in Rishus HaYochid. That's the Pshat coming to Rashi. Let's see Tosis. You've all seen Tosis, I understand. Ms. Gadol Mao, top of the page. Anyone who doesn't know which word it begins with, it's the first word of Tosis on top of Madarik. Ms. Gadol Mao, Pirisha Kunjis, Timisakarin, Ibos Achila Ozina, Ibos Lekicha. And the Shaydan, you're going to go to the Achila or Lekicha. The Koshan, Delekamal, Gabikelem Shalotel Charo. The dog took a loaf of bread. And it went to a haystack. She told him, it was possible to us, the Ochle Begonish the Anna, had he eaten it in somebody else's Gonish, it'd be possible. It went to the person's Gonish to eat it. So, that's like we just said, if you eat it not in the Balabais and Sodia, then you wouldn't be Chaya. Right, so this person took a loaf of bread, the Kelim took a loaf of bread from the Baalos and ate it somebody else's Godish, so it's not Oviyah Bisteachem. He didn't eat it in the field of the owner of the loaf of bread, and he said, you're potter. So what do you see? You don't go Bosa Lekicha, you go Bosa Achila. Right?
Everyone?
Mar said that. Pshita on it, it's possible to us.
Aurora is not
worth
one of
those. We don't sit up
for bread. Cold. Cold.
No, it might have a bit of a coal on it to burn the Godish, but it was a loaf of bread. They ate the loaf of bread, and they went to a Godish and they ate it there. And the Gemara says, we understand that, but if it's a Godish down, it doesn't belong to the actual owner of the loaf of bread. So there's no Rabbi Bisteacha. You're going to be part of it. It's like you just went down beforehand, right? You could have checked it up if you wanted to. But yeah, says the Gemara, if you look at the Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, the bottom. Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, 23a. There it talks about the killer that took the loaf of bread. Right, so the Gemara says, third last line, if you say at it in somebody else's Godish, why should you be chayev? You need to be a mistachel. What's the Gemara talking about? Yet in the Godish of the Baal Torah. But the Gemara takes a double portion. If you took the loaf of bread from the owner of the property of the Baal Torah, and he eats it in somebody else's Godish, you want to know Alman, no? You asked about it. Yeah, you ate it in somebody else's Godish. Then Allah means you are potter. So you see, what do you see? What's his kasha? It's posher to the Gemara. You go basa achile. Posher to the Gemara. You go basa achile. Is that going to be a shine in the Gemara? You know, once they asking a shine on something which is taken on so posher to one side in the Gemara, and the Gemara and our Gemara didn't resolve this shine. Right? We left it as an open. We don't know. And then the Gemara said double posher. And here they read. So one more kasha. Oi, the Rosh Misgalgal Loi Mashmah. Why? What's wrong with the word Misgalgal? Why is what Rashi saying doesn't fit in with the word Misgalgal? Any of you learned Diktuk on my worst subject?
Misgalgal is reflexive.
Right. Misgalgal is passive. Right?
That's reflexive.
Reflexive. I told you Diktuk's not my. There are certain activities that you're doing, right? Hevel. And certain activities which are happening to it. It is rolling, which we're told means reflexive. Okay. What's the difference between that and passive? It's being done to you.
Right.
So, okay. Something's happening, but it's happening naturally. And so Rashi's saying it doesn't mean that. Rashi's saying the animal's taking it. And not Miss Galville. That's because of those two catches, they're going to argue on Rashi.
Which one would you say?
Yeah,
what's
Migalville? Rashi makes that change. So you know, we're talking about something else completely. The fruits are currently standing in Rishus HaNizek, or Megalgali, they also Rishus HaRabim, and they are rolling. They are rolling, nobody's rolling them. They are rolling towards the public domain. The Elavsha Behema Makvosan had the Behema put them, Bipia, Makvosan Shom, Esayif HaNaniyah, Rishus HaRabim. They would have ended up in Rishus HaRabim. Can we buy them? We have a shayla. If Hashivi Kimenochim Rishus HaRabim, do we therefore consider them Rishus HaRabim Peiris or not? Do we say, listen, had the animal not eaten them here, they would roll down to Rishus HaRabim, and then if it had eaten them there, it would be potter. So they are basically Rishus HaRabim Peiris, and therefore it should be potter. Or say, no, listen, where did the animal eat them? You have to Rishus HaRabim, so you're going to be chayv. That's the shayla of the Gemara. And on that, the Gemara said, here's the shayla, Shayla's a good shayla. Bears rolling down, and they landed, they would have landed in Rishus HaRabim. But the animal called them first. So do you say that you go to a boss of Saif? We say, no, we have an animal answer, you had to.
Didn't you have a shayla also?
No, we had a very similar shayla, right? Boss of Mikor, boss of Saif, what was that? You got it wrong. Somebody throws a clear out the window. There also we had a shayla. There we passed him. Possibly Kora, meaning if he threw out the window, it's already broken. So what's the chiluk between why are we now asking this shayla? Because it's chaluk. Different. What's the difference? Move and help us out. You throw it clear out the window. The payers are intact, but why don't we say what it's Rishus HaRabim? Terence is Ruben saying you basically the answer. Now, if you threw the clay out of the window, something's happened to this clay. This clay is considered broken. Why? Because Al-Shem is going to happen. Al-Shem, again, if it's rolling, the three pairs are going to stay pairs or whatever happens. Shaila is it going to be Rishus HaRabim pairs or Rishus HaYochid pairs? That is a completely different Shaila. Who says location can be defined already before you even arrive at that location? You can say the clay is already, this act was an act that broke. This act, I did a mice and mouse. Why? When I threw that clean out the window, I basically broke that clean. That clean, based on this act, is going to be broken. So it's as if I broke it, my activity broke. So you can hear this, if I threw it, rolled it out, or it's rolling. It doesn't matter, rolling. So wherever it is, that's where it is. So who says you can compare mice and mouse to this?
It has a, not rolling, it's animal eating.
Right?
I'm saying once it drops the vessel, it's not broken already. The rolling is from the shoes, but doesn't
right. You can go back and pick it up and bring it back.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. We're all saying the same. But yeah, we spoke about this yesterday. Okay. Toshima Bagoma, Toshima. And we thought, what's this case? My love, Bim is Galgo, to Ochid and Aslakachi, Bim Exosi Bifnim, Exosi Bechutz. It's normally partially inside, partially outside. One's going to be higher than the other. Normally, Rishus HaYochid, higher than Rishus HaRabim. So it's going to be rolling down to Rishus HaRabim. Oktar Yachma Bifnim Chayeves. It says, if you're inside your Chayev, up which is safe in this Galil, even though it would have rolled out Bechot, Emloi Shach Rosson, had you not eaten it. But Achma Bechot, the Torah. So why did you talk about the case of Achma Bechot? Isn't that obvious? If it had outside, it's already rolled outside. Of course, it's going to be potter. Donna Agavation. Okay, it says that. That's because it's in the first case. So we said in the second case, very often brights are written symmetrically. So we talk about Achra, Bifnim Chayesh. Sakha Bifnim Chayav is what's the Chiddush? Why is that Sakha Bifnim? That's a Chiddush. Even though it would have rolled outside, it's a Chiddush. Yet, since I entered into the Yaakov, I'm going to be a Chayav. Sakha Bifnim, there's no Chiddush whatsoever because Sakha Bifnim is Poshut. You're going to be part of
Roth? Roth? Rav?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for the case that we had a long time ago.
Yes, where
someone lobs a vase, some kind of tree off a roof, and it's going to smash and someone hits it before it hits the ground. Right? In such a situation, we were very interested that it was already dead, or it was already broken, had the category of broken. So isn't that a similar situation in a way? That it's rolling, we know it's going to be for sure at Bachutz. We shouldn't have that category.
We said that rolling, it's when we talk about a kli being thrown or a vase thrown out the window, that vase is considered broken because the activity happened to it to make it break. When we're talking about the location of something, location is defined where you actually are. Nothing's really changed to the kli to base. The tree is the same fruit, it's just location. We haven't got any right from that. That we've started, it's moved. Okay, I think the internet's not so good tonight. Today, it's not so clear. Right, where are we all? So it says, says places. Oh, so what's the, and then the Gemara answers, Ema. Ema Alma, we're in places, yeah? Four or five lines up in the end. Ema Alma Shebefnim Chayemes. Alma Shebefnim Chayemes, period. Shebefnim Chayemes meant whatever was originally inside, you're going to be Chay. Alma Shebefnim, whatever was originally inside, you're going to be Chay. To tell me that you go according to the Kicha, right? That's what Rashi said. According to Tesis, what does it mean by Al Mashab between claims? Remember, according to Tesis, it's rolling out the hill, rolling down the hill. So, Al Mashab between claims. We thought that animals standing efficiency of it, catching them, where it would roll. So, you caught it, you're ready, Chai. The one according to So what's the dichui of the Gemara? What's the dichui? The Gemara said, no, you're not chayav for catching it. Al ma'ase b'fnim chayavus. But that which is inside your chayav. What does that mean?
That would stay inside.
Well, there you go. So Tosfos becomes saying, no, you're not going to. That means, ema al ma'ase b'fnim chayavus, pirish al ma'ase ro'olias b'fnim. Whatever would have stayed in. Obviously, if it wouldn't have rolled outside, you're going to be chayav for eating it inside. About goofa, that's a chiddush. You're only chayav for al masha b'fnim. But if it would have rolled out, then it would have been possible. Al Masha Bifrim, that's where you're chayav. When Reb Chiya said his name, where he said, Ochlo, Masha Mixos Bifrim, Ochlo Bifrim Chayev, as he meant, Ochlo Al Masha Bifrim, he's chayev. He's only chayev for something which wouldn't have rolled outside. If something which would have rolled outside, it would be possible. Right? And then the next line of the Braisa, read that. What's Ochla Bechutz Peturah according to that? Once we say that Ochla Bifnim Chayev means Al Masha Bifnim. What does Ochla Bechutz mean? Al Masha Bechutz means he's really eating it inside, right? And that's a Chiddush. The chiddush is that you're going to be bottled for something which would have rolled outside.
That's the opposite.
This is also the word of the Gemara was Ochlo Bifnim Chayemes. Ochlo Bifnim Chayemes means now comes this difference. If you ate what would have stayed inside, you're going to be Chayem. Ochlo Bichutz. What does that mean? If you ate what would have gone outside, you're going to be Potter.
What would have gone outside?
And you're going to be Potter. If you go according to where it would have been, that's what the Gemara wants. So come to this chat of this bright side. Come to the first chat that was wrong. It means your chayv if you caught it inside. And what's ochel b'chutz p'tur? To see the symmetry, no reason for it. If you head outside your pot, of course your pot. Go to the second shot of the Gemara. It's very good. He's saying if you add what's inside and not what went out, what wouldn't have gone outside, you're going to be chayim. If you ochra b'chutz, if you add what would be pot. So you go according to its final location.
It's not magical, but it's much better on the first part. They might need to say it second part.
Yeah, but it's not so clear the first part. Second part is. The symmetrical part we said beforehand was that there's really no kiddush whatsoever. It's possible. There's no kiddush whatsoever.
But to answer the question, you said, what's, we know that normally the tire would be inside and their pocket would be outside. So he says, what if it's rolling, right? So you roll out your butter, because it's all about mashing the puts, because it's a chayv. I mean, it's just, what if it's rolling from the inside to the outside? So you're so
surprised. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. That case doesn't exist according to this. I'm rolling from the inside outside, inside out. Yeah.
Right. So if that's the question, you could have just said chayv, because that's the answer. If it's rolling from the inside.
Where did he eat it?
Or in this case, I guess he could have said butter because it was rolling and saying you're only hired for the things that would have stayed inside. That means if it's rolling, you're putter. So you could have just said putter by saying what's in your hired, what's out your putter. I mean, what we're wind up coming out with is the opposite of what Shia said. We're interpreting his words antithetical to the simple meaning of his words.
His simple meaning, yeah. We're interpreting his words to be saying the opposite of what you might have thought you were saying.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like if the tree somehow happened.
Bibay Seva, Bibsila da Spasta, so all of our okay. Bibay Seva, we're talking about a long leak. I'm calling it a leak, it could be something else. Yes, shakas, sometimes shakas. I'm long stalk. They're all of our rukin. It's long leaves. So what's it mean in context? You have this as spasta, half in, half out. And where's the animal eating it? Where's the animal eating it? It's not rolling anywhere. It's just sitting there. So where's it eating it? If we say yachai, where's it eating it? Inside. So what's the chiddush? According to Jesus, the shayla was never about taking from one side to the other side. That wasn't the shayla. According to Jesus, the shayla was about catching it. Right, but stopping it before it's rolling. So we're not talking about whether you go basa lekicha, whether you go basa achila. We're not talking about, do you say you go according to the location where it is, or the location where it's going to go? So what's this long leak or long espasa? What's it got to do with it? The sentence in Acham is new chiddush. Sokadat hamina nizel basa roiv ale shebifnim al bechutz. There was a habimina. You define the location. According to this, that's the shadow of our location. What's the location? What defines it? Where's the location of the thing? So what's this as pasto? This as pasto is lying majority, let's say, in Shisirabi, a mirror in Shisirabi. There was a Havamina that if you eat the part in Shisirabi, it would be potter. Because the location of this as pasto is in Shisirabi. Why? Because the majority is in Rishus Rabim. Because how many you go come to the majority? And to define their location, therefore this fruit is in Rishus Rabim. Matlamo, you go according to where you are. Come to taste the shadow is not what happens if you eat this side that's now the side. That wasn't come to taste. Come to Rashi, Rashi. The shayla is basa rakicha, basa achila. The place says that's not the shayla. Shayla is how to define the location of the food. And therefore, if you catch it as it's rolling, is it kosher? The other people who should have it. How is the shayla? Oh, Ibai Zema is pasta. What's this pasta got to do with location? I can understand that Rashi said taking it basa achila, basa rakicha, give out. We're going to taste the shayla of here or the shayla of there, or the shayla of location. So what is this got to do with it? What's the chiyas and spasta got to do with location? There it is, yes, it does have to do with location. Well, maybe you'll define the location based on the majority, right? Majority position of it. Mashron, you don't. All right. Yeah, if it's a question in Avona, if it's a question in Halacha, I prefer to keep it all the time. Avona.
The tree is in the originator of Rabbi. Okay, so the person who owns that thing has no expectation because he left it in Rishus Rabbi. It's going to grow old
family. Interesting, Tosfos doesn't talk about that. He doesn't say that when he says an Ochre B'chutz, it means it's Ochre the Milsu. Remember seeing those words of Tosfos? Ochre the Milsu, halfway down Tosfos. Last word in the line is the Ochre, first word in the line is Chulu. Ochre the Milsu, Kachi, Tosfos understands that. And that is how it is. Rosh Hashanah is lower than Rosh Hashanah. So we're talking about Misgadim and Misbrach of Chia. It's going to be talking about a case which is the Urcha de Milsa. It's not talking about a case where Rosh Hashanah is higher than Rosh Hashanah. That doesn't happen. Right. That's, and it's Muchach in Tosfos like that. You're in good arm. It's Muchach in Tosfos. This is the Kasha. It says, Ochra Beflim Chayevis. Ochra Bechutz Pturah. Fik Tosfos says, it's Pashut. Ochra Bechutz Pturah. Answer those is symmetric. Why didn't Jesus answer like Rashi does? Ochra b'fnim chayevis in a case when it's rolling from in out. Ochra b'chutz pota in a case when it's rolling from Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yochid. Why didn't Jesus say that? Oh, we go according to when you eat it. If it's from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, you're going to be a chayev. If it's from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, you're going to be pota. Why didn't we say that's what the two cases are? Meaning in a case when it's rolling and you're right, and it's rolling from inside out, you're going to be chayiv. In a case when it's rolling from out and in, and you eat it outside, you're going to be bottom. Why didn't you say that? Because again, ulcha de milsa, that's the answer. Because the cases of always shesiyach the higher than shesiyach.
What if it
is?
Well, what if it was?
If you would have a funny case going from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, and according to the Sofer of Isaiah, if he ate it in Rishus Yochid, you would be potter.
So what if he ate it in Rishus Rabim as he was traveling toward Rishus Yochid?
It's often you go from the Achila or the location where it would be. You go from the location now, the location of date.
But you're saying that a person does not have to watch his animals from eating in Rishus Rabim because it has to be to stay out here. So how could we be chayakim for eating? My animal in the middle of the street. Because you're going to say that this apple would have eventually rolled to somebody's jar. Okay, but it didn't. It was in the middle of the street.
Rolling from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yom.
Yes.
You're saying, again, according to the Rif, the chayakim should be part. Yeah. Yeah. The mice is not such a shyness, so it's not really what to talk about. Ochlok, so let's move on to the next one.
We don't have a proof for Ochlok either way.
Right.
So what do we need the Ochlok for? We already don't have a proof for appeal.
Yeah. Yeah. He's saying when we answer the Gemara said, my love is going to go. She said, look. Look, aim off how much we're doing. Yeah. What's the Ibai Seyma then? Why do you need that? Yeah. So the answer to that would be that the second Teretz Ibai Seyma didn't like the Dikwa that we said. I mean, when the Gemara said, my love. Yeah. And it's important also in Havana and the Gemara. The Gemara said, my love. Why did Gemara assume one way more than the other? Gemara said, my love is Galgal Vossi. It's rolling down. So it's rolling down. Answer is, no. It means it wouldn't have got there. Why did the Gemara assume it? If they had the Shaila, oh, I've got Bryce, I'm proving to you one way. Why did you assume that way more than the other way? Answer is that the Poshup Shat in the Bryce implies it's rolling and I'm going to stop inside. Ochlabifnim sounds like it's rolling and it will go out and you're still going to be chay. That's the Poshup Shat. So when the Gemara says, Loi, Ochlo, Matabifnim, that's not Gishmak either. The Havamina clearly didn't understand the Bryce that way. And that's why we thought that was a Poshup Shat. So it's a big tichui. So you don't have enough of a ride because you could explain the Braisa like Mordechai said it. It was counter what the Priest seems to be saying because the Poshup Shat and Priya was otherwise. So that's why the Ibai Seyma is saying, I can still be Mordechai the Shat. I'm asking that this was a different. I can still be Mordechai the Shat. And say, Priya was talking about something else. Talking about how to define location of something which spans over two locations and majorities in one, right? And then it's got the words for in as well. The words very well. Ochlavifnim, meaning if the majority, even though the majority, which is the rabbi, if you have to be the Mikhaib. Yeah, Ruben asked a very good Orion on the right. We also understand the point when the Gemara gives a Maila. The Gemara says, my love, because the Pashas is the my love. So the Loi is a doi, the Loi is a massive doi. I'm telling you, I think the Pashas is this. Well, I'm saying it could still be the other way. So there's not mocha to answer the Shaila Rebbe Zeira. But the Pashas wasn't like that. Okay, I'll give you a different teret. Ibai Seyma, a different teret, which will answer even the Pashas of the Bryce. Even if we read the Bryce in the Pashas way, it still answers and says there's no right to answer the Zeira Shaila. And we left it as a sophic. We left it as a sophic in this Gemara. We remember we saw the Rosh Hashanah. We left it as a sophic. What's the din if it's Mizgal? Ochlo ksus kedim, we said, if you eat ksus and kedim, you're going to be chayev chati nezik. But the Mishnah carried on and said, Bamed Ramon, Mishus and Nizik, which is the Rabbi Mipoto. So, Fred the Gemara, hi, on which case in this Mishnah was this statement exempting him in Rishus Rabbi? Is it going on stamperis, miroquis, or is it even going on ochlok susukin? What would be the pashtas? That's the shayla. Mishnah said ochlok susukin, you pay chatzinim. The Mishnah then carried on, Bamed, Bamu, Mishusanidim, Mishusarab, you are potter. The shayla of the Gemara, which we're about to see, hi. This statement, which exempted something which is Arabic, is not going on Paris Europeis, which is the first opening line of the Mishnah, or it's even going on Susan Kate. Right? Right. On which case is it going on? Oh my Rab, my Kulu, it's going on the whole Mishnah, even on Susan Kate. And what's the Chiddush?
That's the Chiddush. That is the
Chiddush. Karen, don't try Mishnah's Arabic. Right? Why should that be? Why bemet? My time, kol ha'mishane uvo'ach ha'mishina boi potu. Because there's a cloud. If somebody does something wrong, and somebody else takes advantage and gets rid of the thing of the person doing something wrong, he's potu. Kol ha'mishane uvo'ach ha'mishina boi potu. Yeah, he was wrong till he finished the Rabbim. And I'm now going, and I'm basically destroying the thing that he left in Shazarabim and bought it. Shmuel Omar. One of the mahalt we had, why it should be Potter, is because it's considered that Are you leaving it there? Either you're a muff, or you were the goyim for some of it. You were the goyim for. Are you leaving your stuff there? You should say, Rabbi, you were the goyim for my animal to destroy it. So what do you want me to? I should pay for something. You were the goyim, right? So Shmuel Amar Leishon only pays your office. Shmuel said, no, only pays your office. So it's a kedem, which is Karen. Tell you with the chayv. Now machlokes between who and who? Rav and Shmuel.
Are you
ever? What's your name?
It's in time, and then
it's in the
always
to be. No, why do you want to always be
always?
Why? Why are you saying that?
I don't see it directly. In the
Shunah. Yeah. I don't see it in the Shunah. Okay, but Shunah, after 3 times, you're in So it is a special of the rich casino that even a mood is not
in this. Here, he also needs to take responsibility.
No. That's the only big problem. I've never had some summer, which is there to be mitvaker on it for many, many more years. But no. No. Mind you, Rav seems to say something like that. Yeah? Got a Mishan of Art, which in a short. Don't hold on that. It's wrong.
It's a little ground.
Okay. Yeah, we just get you on that. No, that's weird. You have to
hold your
opinion. It's the whole of the either.
Is there anyone that, well, I think
unfortunately changes afterwards. Is there anyone that says no? It's a town, though. Which one's the
right now? What?
Where's the Torah say, okay, that's another thing first one?
Okay. It's
continuing to hear. Here? Yeah. But you want, I thought you wanted the
Torah.
Where's the Torah say, that's another thing?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So make up your mind. Is that a Jew Karen or not? Well, you get him Karen's knowledge. So then it should be a Dixon in the first time. So where are you going, you've got? You've got both the Torah. It's Karen, Chatinezek. And 3 times in the desert shot. Now make up your mind, either Karen or not. If you hold it's not Karen, then pay Nezik Shot for the first time. If you hold it is Karen, then the Torah says after 3 times it's Nezik Shot. The Torah is not to be changed. The Torah says Karen is Chatzin Nezik, and then 3 times Nezik Shot. That's what the Torah says. Fits into one of them, you can't become your own one. The one exception with Tzoris, where there's a lot of permission to see that Tzoris is cracking it. You're hired
for a Karen,
which is So
this whole idea of Rav, that you know, you shouldn't have let yourself in Shuter Rabin. If we really hold of that, there'll never be a case that you're hired for Karen Shuter Rabin. What did your animal attack?
It should have been. Wasn't a
sudden. No, but I'm saying, according to Rav,
if an animal gores another animal in Shuter Rabin, it's going to be Karen because an animal's not at all in Shuter Rabin. No, Mishane.
So
but
that
was one of your things in Shuter Rabin. You're Mishane. The person left his stuff there. He was Mishane. And another animal came and was Mishane. It was gored. So you're concerned. You're the cause of it. Why did he go and have things lying around?
Why did you leave your animal lying around?
So since you were the cause for my animal going, because you left it lying around, you can't come to me with time.
It's like you're the cause.
Had you not left your stuff there, there wouldn't have happened. So you told
me. That's what it's
saying. My animals are not. I'm walking around. So I can't say Had your animal not walked in, is there a suspicion? You're not. It's a Messiah. You leave it. You're doing something, it's a terrorist. You're not. It's not the place for it. It's a tzidir echogim. Put it there. If it's a Messiah, you can't do that. Yeah. So, fine, let's go a little bit right. Yeah, before we get too many sparks flying. Okay, I'm you have one crouching, one walking, bottom maleches revutza, the maleches kicked the revutza. Why is he bottom? Because of this side. Why are you crouching in the middle of the you're the cause of it. But if it be the other way around, the rebutza mana, as the rebutza kicked, the one walking would be chayim, because the animal walking's got a right to walk. And the rebutza kicking for no reason is going to be chayim. So you see here, Rishlokish holds, Kala Mishana, Baka Mishina body, his potter, which is like Rav. Rebekhan holds, low shot out of the pastry rockers. Abexus of Kaydam Chayavis, Rishlokish holds, Rebekhan holds. Like Shmuel. Hey, now Mishnah, so it's okay that we're going to be chalif. Everything goes on, the Gemara, Lema, Birchon, let's say the Shlokish, I'm feeling stay paused. Do you mean to say that Birchon also is chalif and Shlokish regarding the cows? And if the animal walking kicked the crouch plan, the animal walking would be chalif for it? Loi, the oilam is name. The met. He holds that the animal would have walked that kicked the crouch man that would be possible for that. So why does he say in our Mishnah that your chayev if he eats up the ksus? But what Mordechai was saying, ksus of the inchi the monkey, because people do leave things sometimes in Rishon Yisrael. It's not called such a shinui. The man ksus regarding clothing of the inchi the monkey gloomy or mitzvahi. Sometimes people do leave their cloaks on the ground and rest. Behemah is not normal to crouch, and therefore that is called a shin. So coming out, both Rav, Rish Lakish, Ben Yerichon, all hold, Kala Mishane, Uvach, and Mishina Boy, you're going to be bottom. They all hold this is solid. Shmuel told us that by Pes and Yerokos, you're going to be Chayev. Potter, by Maxus, you're going to be Chayev. And it could very well be, because Shmuel also agrees to this side of Kala Mishan of Acha Mishina. He just holds every other one. Then it's normal to put your cloak down for a little bit of time.
Arguing
whether that's enough of a normality to not be considered the Shunah. With a certain percentage of a person leaves it down. And that's not called a shin. You can imagine, you can understand, there's something called a person not normal, right? Now, what's called not normal? Every one of us has a certain idiosyncrasy. They all have certain mishigas. So what's called not normal? When do you define somebody as being officially have the title of mishuga? There's obviously a gray area. And that's right. And therefore, that's exactly the same thing. The muscle for lots of things. It's exactly the same thing as well. Nachon, he put it down. Is that called a mishuna? And I asked a certain amount of people that would do it because they have to rest. Is that enough to say you're doing something which is unusual in Mishnah Surah?
You don't
have to remind me of the
food,
but I can make it smart for a case. Don't answer the manager with Rabbi, with Yisurim and Shmuel with Moses. And every person has Shmuel. Like the little Bob.
That means that. By the
ksus, that means by the ksus, he would be chayim chatinim. Yeah. So Rashi, let's kind of get to the Rashi's. Akulu, Hodik Toni, Masnisen, Rishus Rabbi Pitor. That way it says in the Mishnah, in Rishus Rabbi Pitor, Akulu Koi is going even on ksus. I feel like ksus, the Kedim, even on ksus and Kedim, is Shinui Ave, it's a Shinui. The told of the Karen, and therefore it's a told of Karen. He did different. Like somebody, this person left his cloak, somebody else came and did something to it, his bottom. Example, bottom alechas gruvutsa. If the one walking, the animal walking, kicked the gruvutsa's ptor, the avagab rishosirabim chayim, you know, normally the chayim rishosirabim, hacha ptor, the chalam ashani, whoever does different, gainzu, to rob some rishosirabim, this animal that crouched in rishosirabim, vahachel is bottom. Mitzvahi means ein dem lofosh, beim alavoke nirvut, to crouch. Let's try to do one more take. That's the translation. It's standing to rest. Yes. Yeah. I apologize. I did love standing to rest. Yeah. Although it's like it's the time, since they said, have we done that yet? You are potter for the existing. You're potter for the existing kelim, and it's the shitosai because he holds also by the crouching that you're potter for the crouch. So Shokish told us two halachas, one by the existing kelim and one by the crouching. And the question is, why did Shokish tell us both of them? Why didn't I say two cases? Shokish doesn't have to be like a million different examples. We can learn from one to the other. So why did the Shlokish tell us both? It says, places to revive Tzrichi. You need both. The case of Susan Kalev, and Shlokish had to say your part of, well, that's Pasha. Why? Because you shouldn't say Sus of the Inchi, the Manchi, or Mitran. You shouldn't make that. Same thing which Rabbi Yochanan said, that it's normal. You shouldn't say Sus regarding garments. Of the inch is normal for people, the monkey lima, to leave their cloaks on the ground for mitzvah to rest. So he had to say that you're going to be part of Yochai for Kenim because he had to say, so you're part of Kenim, he had to say you're part of Kenim in our Mishnah to tell us this is also called Kohen Mishan, and that's why you're part. So why do you have to talk about the poets? Why the Shtei Poros Hashmina, Davka Otto. If the Revutza kicked the Maleches and the Revutza kicked the Maleches, that's when the Revutza is Chayev. But who's got, if the Maleches tripped up on the Revutza, it's not the wrong. The Revutza doesn't have to be. What could be the Svara? The animal's crouching in the middle of a Shusarabia. Along comes another animal, walks over it, trips up, and breaks a few legs. The one that crouched is potter. Because he should have walked around. But, although he should have walked around, had he kicked the animal that was crouching, and the animal that was walking kicked the animal that was crouching, we say a potter. We don't say, well, why did you kick? You should have walked around. No, that's called Mishan of Achim Mishin. But if it walks over it and it chips up, it's up it at its own risk. Now, good barter and good smell. Let us hail us. On whose good patrol? It's like the come on paper. I mean, yeah, in Borelli, it's good. It appears they should have gone to the other way.
It's good.
It's good. It's to walk. Should have walked the other way. It appears the other
way.
Yeah. Other side. This is the side. The other side. Should have walked around the other side.
So the hinge is that we would not have known that if you trip over that the one crouching is under, we would have thought of the time. What has he been a bull?
Yeah, sorry.
Working the animal?
Yeah, well, yeah, could be.
Karen's
acting. Karen's acting, yeah. Okay.
You can't dig.
Yeah, animal if it digs, an animal digs
the ball. But the animal itself can. What's the case of the animal that falls down and the owner doesn't pick it up?
So if it's an oynus, that's all the third pick. If it's an oynus, then he's part of it because it's so if it's
doesn't he have an obligation to pick up right away?
If he can.
So Majima, so Majima, he would be high in trips all the way.
Well,
that is falling
over. If he could walk the other way. If he could walk the other way, not. So that's also going on again.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. So be well, everyone.
Well, yes. Here we have Rob, Rich Lovnish, and you know, we all agree regarding the